Australian and Fijian troops will be jointly deployed on a UN peacekeeping mission in the Middle East within weeks. They'll work as a single unit in Golan Heights, a sign of the growing military links between the two countries. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is in Fiji and will visit a military camp today after spending last night cheering on Australia in rugby league matches against Fiji. Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark filed this report from Suva.
He finds Gutherson. Back to Felt straight through.
A self-confessed rugby league tragic, Scott Morrison was a happy man in Suva last night.
Back to Hunt. Oh, easy to Haas.
The Prime Minister's men's and women's teams were victorious over the Fijian national sides. The friendly matches were the centrepiece of Mr. Morrison's visit. He has been looking to sport and churches to bring Australians and Pacific Islanders closer together. The players did just that, coming together at the end of their games to give thanks in Pacific style. It was a win for soft power, and now Mr. Morrison is turning his attention to hard power. He wants the Australian Defence Force to work more closely with Fiji's military forces. They'll be working as one in the Middle East soon. The two militaries will undertake a co-deployment to the UN's peacekeeping mission in the Golan Heights. Both countries have had troops taking part in the UN mission, but not as a joint effort. Australia will take on a bigger role in training Fiji's troops too. Mr. Morrison will visit the Fijian military's Black Rock camp today, which will become a hub for training peacekeepers, police and natural disaster response teams. Australia is rebuilding Black Rock camp after securing the construction work ahead of China's bid for it last year. Mr. Morrison turned the first sod on the construction site back in January.
It is a symbol of our partnership, a long-term and enduring commitment.
He's back to inspect the progress.
When Prime Minister Bainimarama Rama and I come together, we come together as easy friends because Fijians and Australians have such an easy relationship together.
In the past, Frank Bainimarama has been a vocal critic of the Australian government's policies on climate change, leading calls from Pacific leaders for Mr. Morrison to do more. This time, it wasn't even mentioned when they met. This is Melissa Clark in Suva reporting for Saturday AM.